This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Go Bears! Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 to the Score. Mark Carrier joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. And Mark, of course, a defensive rookie of the year out of USC in 1990 and a three-time Pro Bowler with the Bears. And he checks in at number 72 overall in the list of the top 100 Bears as compiled by Don Pearson and Dan Pompey. A spot above Tommy Harris, a spot below Kevin Butler. The Butler thing's got to be embittering, Mark. Good morning. How are you?
Morning, Mark.
You, good morning, and yeah, that's my only downfall of that list. I'm very honored to be on a list. I didn't think I when they first talked about it, when someone told me that I was on a list, I was shocked and very humbled. But then who I saw in front of me, then I got mad. So.
I mean, two kickers are in front of you, Mark. What's going on there?
Well, I can live with Robbie Gould on there, but Butthead in front of me. If Butthead was maybe 4 or 5 in front of me, but the fact that he's right in front of me, that just makes me mad, and I can't wait to see him.
Funny stuff, and Mark will be taking part in the Centennial Weekend. You're planning on going. It's June 7th through the 9th in Rosemont at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center. It's going to be the greatest collection of former Bears players ever, largest gathering of Bears ever. So that's pretty cool. Mark, you obviously had a great career with the Bears, and you played with some great players. Who was the best player you ever played with?
Oh, gosh. I can't name that because in my career playing as well as I got the good fortune of also coaching in the NFL, I had a chance to reflect back on that, over this past Hall of Fame announcement with Ed Reed and Champ Bailey, who I played with Champ, coached Ed Reed. But when I start looking back, Richard Dent, Mike Singletary, Dan Hampton, those lists, Chico Ron Rivera, Sean Gale, who I love to death and who taught me how to be a professional NFL. The list goes, I've had a chance to spend a year with Dion and Daryl Green. I mean, I look back and find I was very fortunate, very lucky to be around a lot of great players.
Mark, you're back in the area as the Associate Athletic Director with Loyola Academy. You get to watch the Bears up close and personal. And you have a connection with Chuck Pagano, the defensive coordinator for the Bears. You guys were on the same staff with the Ravens during the decade you coached in the NFL. What can Bears fans expect from Chuck Pagano?
Well, first of all, the players. I think the players are going to find out very quickly how good good coach he is, and even a better person, a better man. He's a leader of men. He knows how to lead men at all different levels. When you're in coaching, especially in the NFL, you got to be able to deal with a lot of various personalities and traits and be able to understand that and get that to all join together. And Chuck knows how to do that as well as anybody. He's very smart. He's always prepared. The one thing I always learned, what I learned from Chuck, is the ability to listen to his players, to understand, get feedback from his players and to use that to make them feel like they have a voice in the game, to feel very involved, to take ownership of their defense, but then to go out and get them to play their best, play their hardest, and be successful. So people very, very happy, very I had the good fortune of coaching with Vic Fangio, so I know what Vic did for the Bears and their defense, and I wish him nothing but luck over in Denver. But the Bears team and the fans will be very happy with Chuck.
I'm curious, when you talk about guys that are going from a head coaching role back to a defensive coordinator position, he was only a defensive coordinator for a very short period of time. What's the difference being a guy calling shots for a team versus play calling with a particular group? Does that require a transition period?
Well, it's different. I mean, you're going from you're the CEO of everyone as a head coach, whereas as a coordinator, you're more as one of the generals or one of the lieutenants in that organization, and you're in charge more of a smaller group. I mean, it's just a difference of the volume and the understanding that when you're the head coach, you're responsible for everyone and everybody of that organization. As a defensive coordinator, you're responsible for your group and the well-being and the ability and how you get them to play and measure up and accountability. You're accountable for your group, your staff on that defensive side more so than the totality of the unit. When you're a head coach, you're responsible for everyone. And as a defensive coordinator, you're more responsible for your side of the ball.
Talking with Mark Carrier, three-time Pro Bowler as a Bears safety, number 72 on the Bears list of 100 players, celebrated at the Centennial next month in Rosemont. So, Mark, when you watch Eddie Jackson, who came in at number 96 yesterday, which I think was a surprise and a testament to what he's accomplished already in two seasons, when you watch him play that position, what stands out to you the most, and how bright is his future?
Well, I've had a good chance to talk to last year with Lamar Campbell, who works with the Bears organization, and he first hit me up with this about this young man going into the training camp, into the season, and how special he could be, and taking a look at him. And I remember seeing him have a chance when I was coaching and doing scouting with the Bengals. Going down to University of Alabama and looking at their players. And obviously, he comes from great stock and great organization. And if you talk to Nick Saban, you hear him tell you he's the best DB coach ever. If you ever get in that conversation with him, that's for another story. But his ability his range and his ability to anticipation and to see the field and his intelligence just show from a young player being able to make plays like he makes at this point in his career this early says a lot how good a player this kid is and how much better he's going to be.
Mark, I'm curious, when you look at the game now, I mean, you were a heavy hitter back in the day and I believe received some fines for some of your hits and suffered some concussions, we should add. We don't see those hits anymore, and it's a different game, and we still see the fines. What do you make of the sport itself? Is it evolving in a way? It's not your father's NFL. What are we going to be seeing moving forward here?
Well, it has evolved, and a lot has to do for safety reasons, sure, which I totally understand and get, having my son, who played in high school and played in college, and it's from what it was when I came through and what it was before I came, before Doug Plank and Gary Fensick and guys like that. The game has changed like anything else in sports. Everything evolves. And you got to adjust to it. As a coach, I had to adjust to it as far as teaching my players about the target and lowering their target and what can happen if you don't, and adjusting to it because the game has changed and it's always going to keep changing because it's always trying to make it better, make it safer. And what you see now is where it's going, where it's just more wide open, more spread. They want to keep guys on the field. They want to keep guys healthy. Obviously, they want to keep the best players on the field, and the fans wants to see that. So it's a game that's still adjusting and still going because it's still the most popular game in the NFL, and you've got to get used to what ownership and what management is making. And to back up what you said, if I was to come back and play today, I still would have to sit out one game because there's still a suspension pending in my career.
You got away with one. Mark, thanks a ton. Always a joy.
Thanks Mark.
Oh, thank you, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.